a failed strategy. These local militias were created by the US military here in Afghanistan to tackle the Taliban militants. They were first trained and then armed. Their salaries are also provided by the US government. But these groups are now changing sides. About 23 of them have recently joined the Taliban in Western Farah province. They are now fighting back against the foreign troops there with their US-given weapons. And it has angered Afghan officials very much in Kabul.
We're concerned about the Afghan local police and the way people can get into this force and the way they will function.
Several other militias have handed over their weapons to Taliban in the north too. Afghan government was opposed to this strategy from the very beginning. President Karzai knew it would backfire, but he gave the US military men the go-ahead after he came under extreme pressure. To Afghans, it was not something new. The Soviet Union in 1980s formed similar militias to fight against the Mujahideen movement and strengthen the Red of Central Government. But that did not happen. They started looting local people instead. And that scenario is now repeating itself. Rights groups are blaming US-backed militias here for turning their weapons on local civilians. Farid Hamidi in Afghanistan's Human Rights Commission says local militias kidnap people for ransom. Therefore, he's calling for an immediate disarmament of them.
Militia groups and illegal armed groups, they are those, the remaining of those militias group from the past, and the government of Afghanistan, especially the Dayak process, they have the responsibility to disarm these groups in Afghanistan.
Militias here are known as Arbaki. Some of them appear with military uniforms, others do not. Now all eyes here are on the Afghan government. Local people who believe the creation of these militias has doubled their problems want the government to take a prompt action and disarm all these groups and replace them with Afghan forces. But there is still no sign of such a move. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.